This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and the Vibhav chapter we're discussing here. Some different verses, a lot of verses, 200 pages worth of discussion. A little technical, but you're chatting japa, then there's no, you won't get benefit either way. You get benefit by hearing the name in one ear. If you can understand it, you get benefit by the katha. Also get benefit. Once Prabhupada was in Los Angeles and he was reading the Sanskrit verse. And not too many devotees were responding in 73 or so like this. So then Prabhupada stopped. He said, why everyone's not responding? The verse is on the board? And I said, yes, it's on the board. It's written there. Tehino shmin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara. And then he could detect the mentality in his disciples. He said, don't think that Sanskrit is some mundane language. This is Devanagari. This is Sanskrit. This is Shabda. It is not your language. You speak English and it's difficult to pronounce. But just by pronouncing, by chanting this shloka, one becomes purified. So please, everyone take part and collectively everyone chant. So then everyone did. And afterwards also. A very systematic presentation. Vibhav refers to two types of alambana. The word alamban means support. The person's support and the place, the support of the place and the support of the person. The person in relation to whom pure love and other elements are experienced, the vishayi, and the person in whom pure love and other elements are experienced, and to Udipan, the stimuli by which Rati is experienced. So this is, Vibhav is the foundation, the basic foundation by which ecstatic love is born. It's two divisions, subject and object. The subject is usually Krishna and his devotees, and the objects are anything that reminds one of Krishna. Alambanas are described as follows. The wise consider alambanas to be Krishna as the object of love experienced in Rati and his devotees as the experiencer of Rati. Now we will describe Krishna. This is the one by one. How he is the object of pure love or Rati. Swayam Bhagavan is a crest jewel of all heroes, Nayaka Shiro Ratnam, in whom all great qualities shine eternally. Krishna is considered the support or lamban for pure love. Although his sarup and through other forms, through his sarup and other forms that he may assume. So there's different categories of devotees relating with different forms of Krishna. The other forms are now explained. There's a purport by Jiva Goswami. Balaram is musing to himself. He's saying, how is it I have developed sakirati, intense friendly love, for the calves and coward boys, similar to that of my pure love, my rati for Krishna? In this way, Balaram, with indecision, remains struck with wonder. So he, of course, that was when Krishna became the cows and calves and boys. Now it's described, the sarup as alambanan is now discussed. Sarup has two forms, covered and manifested. Sarup is called covered when it is covered or disguised by others' clothing. Veshtina achanam. Here's an example of Krishna in a disguised sarup. This is Uddhava speaking. Hear him? Uddhava in Dwarka Lila. He's saying, I'm here in the inner chambers of Dwarka. Vishu Harish Charati. But how come this particular queen, this Mahishi, this queen, who's here in the inner chambers of the palace of Dwarkadish, how come I'm so attracted to her? And he's, not that he's a bogus brahmachari. She's a goddess of fortune, very attractive and beautiful. And he's always with all these queens all the time. He's Krishna's minister and confidential friend. So he's with Rukmini, he's with Satyabhama, he's with Mitravinda and Kalindi and Satya and all the different queens. But some one particular day became extremely curious. Ah! I can understand that my Krishna has assumed the dress of a queen out of curiosity and is wandering about the palace. So it's a very common practice of kings to disguise themselves. In Ramayana, Lord Ram disguised himself as an ordinary person, and he wandered around the city and he heard a dhobi, a washerman, tell his wife, "Hey, you think I'm like Ram? Where were you last night? You weren't in my house last night, so this our marriage is finished. It's a dharmic. You spend one night outside the husband's home. I'm not Ram. I'm not going to accept you back. Get out from here." So Ram was moving as a spy, disguised as a spy to, what are the citizens saying? What are they speaking of, thinking about me? And he heard this. He said, "Oh, people are questioning my propriety and I'm supposed to be Maryada avatar." And of course he was a dhobi, means washer of cloth. It was some kind of just his angry phrases. It affected Lord Ramachandra so much that he decided to banish his wife. Well, then if he won't accept his wife who spent one night in the home of another dhobi, then I'm not, how can I accept my wife who spent, I don't know, 1 year? How was it? How much?
10 months.
Who spent 10 months in the Ravana's place in Lanka. Of course, she was in Ashokvan and all these things. But she was there and he was regularly trying to seduce her. Okay, Sita, you go. Hare, Rama, I'm carrying your children. Go. And then told his ministers to take her, and then she went to Valmiki Rishi's ashram. And she gave birth to 2 sons. What are their names? Love and Kush. And later they fought with Ram, right? And he's thinking, how are they fighting? Ram was fighting so much with these two boys, these two kshatriyas. They challenged him. Oh, you bogus. And he couldn't, he said, what is this? He couldn't understand. Where are they getting their power? Where are they getting their expertise and stamina and determination from? And then somehow it was revealed, these are your sons. Oh. So now Krishna and Krishna Lila in Dwapara Yuga, not in Treta Yuga, he's disguising himself not as a spy, but as a queen. Krishna loves this woman stuff. In Vrindavan, Leela is always disguising himself as a queen. And Dwarka Leela as a woman. And Dwarka as a gopi. And Vrindavan is disguising himself as a gopi. And Dwarka is disguising himself as Mahishi, a queen. He's really master of disguise. And this is also the Jiva Goswami. So is this, that this attraction caused by the queen is the same as that directed to the Lord. So this is the Lord, the Sarup, as it says, the Sarup, the Alamban, Vishai. This is the covered Sarup, Krishna's Swayam Bhav, his Swayam form. His Sarup was covered by a lady's dress. And Jiva Goswami cites this in his commentary. Of course, the verse is that by Rupa Goswami. But then he cites a verse in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 69, 36. Avyakta lingam prakritish vanta pura grihadishu kvachit charantam yogesham tattad bhava bibhutsaya. This was the description of Krishna's Dwarka Leela. He said, somewhere Krishna, the Lord of mystic power, he's moving about Dwarka in disguise among the homes of ministers and other citizens in order to understand what each of them was thinking. So he's even disguising himself to move amongst his ministers. It's like the Home Minister of India. The Prime Minister may disguise himself as his wife and come into his house and, hey, what do you think of the Prime Minister? Oh, this guy. Yeah. And he does that out in the city of Dwarka, but he also does it in his own palace. Oh, what are the queens speaking of me? And goes in. And then Rukmini sees Satyabhama or some other queen, maybe not Satyabhama, but Mitravinder, Kalindi. And then she goes and sits. Oh, Rukmini, welcome, sit down. They think it's Rukmini. So Rukmini says, you know, I have some issue with this Dwarkadish. It's actually Radharani. And then Satyabhama says, yeah, me too. He has too much love for Rukmini. He's too much favoring. She's his Mukhya Mahishi, first queen. And then Krishna, who's disguised as Rukmini, said, no, he also loves you. He loves you so much, Satyabhama. You don't know. No, I can see in his eyes that he loves her more. No, don't, you know, the human beings are subject to imperfection. And we make mistakes, and a tendency to be illusion. Pramad, Brahm. Brahm, Pramad, Vipralipsa. And then Satyabhama says, yeah, that's right. We're just queens of this world. It's Nara Leela. They don't think we're Lakshmi Devi. We're Shakti, Surab Shakti of Krishna. This is an example of the manifested Sroop. That was the covered Sroop. Krishna covered. That was an example of his manifested. This sweet form of Madhusudana gives me intense bliss. These are also the words of Uddhava. The sweet form of Madhusudana gives me intense bliss. Shyam has a neck like a conch shell, beautiful eyes, which are the envy of the blue lotuses. And the complexion of his body glows like a dark tamal tree. His head is sheltered by an umbrella because when a king moves here and there, they hold a white umbrella over his head, like you see in Rathiatra. When the king comes out to sweep the cart, they hold a white umbrella over his head. This is the sign of the king. So this is Dwarka. He's a king, the king of Dwarka. Krishna's chest is marked with srivats, and his hands are marked with chakra, conch, and other symbols. So these are also the words of Uddhava. And he's glorifying the beauty of the Lord. Now that was Krishna as the hero. His actual form is Rupam. Not Krishna Nam, Krishna Rupam, Krishna Gunam, Krishna Leelam. So these are how Krishna's form is in a Lamban. And his form manifested in a covered way or an uncovered way. Sometimes he appears as Krishna, but he's covered as a minister, he's covered as a queen or a gopi. So it's called covered sarup. He's the hero. He's a Vishai, a Lamban Prem Vishai. But then also the qualities of Krishna are also part of his Lamban Vishai. The hero Krishna has beautiful limbs, beautiful features of his entire body. He has all auspicious bodily features. Krishna's body is pleasing to behold, possesses vitality, is strong, and endowed with ideal youth. He's ever youthful. He's always existing at that juncture of youth and man. When he's 14 years old, he looks like he's 20. What's Krishna's eternal age? 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. You have to get your mathematics down. What's Radharani's eternal age? 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. That's important, those 15 days. It makes a difference between Lita. How old is Lita? She's 14 years, 3 months, and 9 days, or whatever. Because she's 27 days older. So we add 27 days to the figure we have. What do you get? 14 years, 3 months, and 12 days. And if you're not sure, when you meet her, you can ask her. Because she always speaks the truth. Thank you. So there's some summary of this, what we just discussed, and a summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is this translation I read of the Avrita Rup. Avrita Swayam Rup. Avrita means covered. That verse is there, pure devotion. Karma, Gyana Karma. You heard this verse? Anya Vilashita Shunyam. Gyana Karma Adyan Avritam. Avritam, Avritya. Means our pure bhakti should not be covered by material desire, reward seeking activity, liberation, sense gratification, karma, gyan. It should be uncovered, clear, unadulterated, pure, ahoituki, apratiyata, bhakti. So that's avrita rup, where Krishna disguises himself. So Prabhupada says, sometimes Lord Krishna began to play by dressing himself like a woman. Seeing this form, Uddhava said, how wonderful it is that this woman is attracting my ecstatic love exactly as Lord Krishna does. I think she must be Krishna, covered by the dress of a woman. So this is now the Prabhupada's translation of what I just read. One devotee praised the bodily features of Krishna when he saw the Lord manifested in his manifest personal feature. This is Prakat Rup. This devotee is Uddhava. How wonderful is the personal feature of Krishna. How his neck is just like a conch shell. His eyes are so beautiful, as though they themselves are encountering the beauty or challenging the beauty of a lotus flower. Krishna's body is just like the tamal tree, very blackish. Krishna's head is protected with a canopy of hair. There are the marks of Srivats on his chest, and he's holding a conch shell. By such bodily features, beautiful bodily features, Madhusudana has appeared so pleasing that he can bestow upon me transcendental bliss simply by my seeing his transcendental qualities. So that's Prabhupada's realized translation of the same point I read. When you hear this translation, you can appreciate that the translator is seeing what he's talking about. Like if someone is an expert cook and they sit down and write a cookbook, as they're writing it, you mix the flour, they're seeing everything because they've done it 1,000 times. You mix the flour, they're seeing the flour with this, that, that. So Prabhupada's translating and writing and the glories of Krishna, then he's not just translating, it's a flow. And it's very nice. Now the qualities of Krishna will be described. Jiva Goswami says the qualities of Krishna function in two ways. I mean, it's unlimited division of division of division of division of division of division. 1/10,000 the tip of a hair divided. There's two ways that Krishna's guna, Namrup Gun, act. Primary indicators and secondary indicators. If we talk about the beautiful body and limbs of Krishna, the emphasis is placed on the quality of Krishna. Quality, the lakshana, or the guna of his body. Beautiful limbs. In this case, acting in a primary way, the quality acts as udipan. So in other words, Krishna's qualities can be a stimulant or an excitant of your love. You see his beautiful form with this yellow cheddar around his neck and his beautiful arms, serpentine arms. Then your love, your madhura rati may rise. And, oh, look, his arm is so beautiful. So then acts in a primary way. If we talk about beautiful limb Krishna, the emphasis is on Krishna. Oh, that's interesting. See, it's a little tricky here. We talk about the beautiful limbs of Krishna. I don't know if you can follow this. The beautiful body of Krishna. That means I'm not so much interested in Krishna, but his beautiful body. In one sense, to give you some idea. Then it says, then he says that's the primary cause of Udipan. But the secondary cause, when quality acts in a secondary way, it's all beautiful, beautiful limbed Krishna, beautiful bodied Krishna. It's my actual focus is Krishna. Oh, he has beautiful limbs. Beautiful bodied Krishna. Or the beautiful limb. Oh, look at those beautiful limbs. So, oh, look at Krishna. Look at Krishna. He's so beautiful. Oh, he has beautiful limbs, arms, this, that. There's some, obviously it's a very thin line of difference, but he said it like that. This is, Krishna knows of, these are actually all the 64 qualities of Krishna. Krishna knows a variety of astonishing languages. And we published one book like that. 64 Qualities of Sri Krishna. Little book. It's very costly. It costs 10 rupees. He knows a variety of astonishing languages. Krishna is truthful, speaks in a pleasing manner. He's eloquent, learned, intelligent, and filled with new ideas. That's nice. He is aesthetic, clever, skillful, and grateful. He keeps his vows. He is knowledgeable of time, place, and person. Krishna sees through the eyes of Shastra, Shastra Chakshush. Krishna is pure and he controls his senses. He's persevering, patient, tolerant, and inscrutable. Steadfast, uniform, generous, virtuous, heroic, compassionate, and respectful to persons worthy of respect. When he meets some demons, and he calls them, he said, "You frog." I think he calls, I forget who it was, some person, he calls a frog. He said, "You frog-like person." And then he dispatches him to hell. So he's not being very respectful in that case to the demons. Krishna's compliant, modest, bashful, the protector of those who take shelter of him. He's happy, the friend of the devotees, Bhakta Sarit. He's controlled by love, Premvas, and the benefactor of all. Krishna is glorious, renowned, the object of attraction for everyone. He's a shelter of the devotees. He's attractive to women, worshipable by all, and endowed with the greatest wealth. Krishna is the most important and the controller. These 50 qualities of Krishna, which have been listed, are difficult to fathom like the ocean. That says here to read these same qualities. In case you missed the first reading, I'll read it again. So these 50 qualities, who has these 50 qualities? Krishna. Anybody else? I just read Krishna has these 50 qualities. Who else has these 50 qualities? Jiva. What's the difference between the Jiva? Brahma is also one. Between Brahma and the Jivas, what's the difference between the Jiva's 50 qualities and Krishna's? They're difficult to measure, like the depth of the ocean. They're immeasurable, unlimited. That's a major difference. And there will be more qualities also. There's something, some one in quality, but not in quantity, but then not even one in quality. When it goes on to Vishnu and Krishna, then it's a whole new realm, a whole new level of divine transcendental qualities. So this is how Prabhupada lists these same 64 qualities. Beautiful features of the entire body. Krishna is marked with all auspicious characteristics. Damodar is extremely pleasing. His beauty is a festival of bliss for the eyes. Shamsundar is effulgent, radiant, and influential. Krishna is strong, ever youthful. He's a wonderful linguist, truthful. He talks pleasingly. He's fluent, highly learned, highly intelligent. He's a genius. Krishna is artistic. Vaidagya Madhava is extremely clever. He's expert, grateful, firmly determined. And Krishna is an expert judge of place and person, time and circumstance. Krishna sees and speaks on the authority of the Vedas. He's pure, self-controlled, steadfast, forbearing, forgiving. He excuses the offense of others. He's grave. It's difficult to understand Krishna's mind. He is self-satisfied. His desires are ever fulfilled, and he's calm amidst any anxieties. Krishna possesses equilibrium because he's devoid of attachment and aversion. He's chivalrous in giving charity and magnanimous, religious, and he incites religion in others. He's heroic. Compassionate means that he's unable to tolerate the distress of another. He's respectful to his guru, to Brahmins and to elders. He's gentle, liberal, devoid of pride, shy. He's a protector of surrendered souls. He's happy because he's always untouched by distress. He's a well-wisher of devotees, and he's easily pleased by his devotees. He's controlled only by love. Krishna is the well-wisher of all, and he's all auspicious. Krishna torments and terrifies the enemies. Therefore, he's most powerful. And he's all famous because of his sterling qualities. Popular. He's partial to his devotees. Very attractive to all women. And he's worshipable to everyone. He possesses great and unlimited opulences. He's all honorable and superior to all. Prabhupada, in another place it translates popular. Why is Krishna popular? Because he's the object of love and attraction for everyone. Says he's heroic. Heroic means he's enthusiastic. Krishna's enthusiastic to fight. And he's expert in using weapons. And gentle means, because of his excellent disposition, his actions are always very pleasing. That makes him gentle. The one quality of Krishna is shy. Krishna displays the quality of shyness when people glorify him, or when others discover his secret love. If Balaram discovers his secret attraction for the gopis while Giridhari is lifting over on hill, then Krishna becomes shy and wondering, oh, maybe my brother saw me looking at the kunkum-covered raised breasts of Radharani. So then he starts to tremble in fear of his brother. Younger brothers are always afraid of their older brothers. So then the hill was trembling, about to fall. And Nanda Baba and all the cowards went, oh, hold up your sticks. It may fall. And they held their sticks up. Then Krishna saw that. And he became very steady, sthira. Gauranga, all opulent, all honorable, the supreme controller. Prabhupada says that the supreme personality of God is all these 50 wonderful qualities, transcendental qualities, in fullness, as deep as the ocean. In other words, the extent of Krishna's qualities is inconceivable. As parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, the individual living entities can also possess all of these qualities in minute degree. One translation says, a shadow of a particle of a quality. The jiva can have a shadow of a particle of a quality of Krishna, only if they become pure devotees of Krishna. In other words, all the above 50 qualities, transcendental qualities, can be present in devotees in minute quantity, whereas the qualities in fullness are always present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there's more qualities, and we'll continue that tomorrow. Radharani becomes very pleased to hear Krishna glorified. And Krishna becomes very pleased to hear Radha glorified. If you want to attract the attention of Krishna or Shyam Sundar very quickly, what should you do? Chant Radhe, 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 Radhe. Then Krishna will come. Why are you chanting Radhe, Radhe? Oh, you came. Oh. Anyway, you're the supreme controller. And you can fulfill anyone's desires. Can you control my life in such a way that I always think of Radharani? And can you fulfill my desire in such a way that I only desire to serve and love your Radharani? Okay. Because you're chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. We're chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe to get the mercy of Krishna to attain Radha.